Good morning. Good Saturday morning, I should say. I hope you did sleep in. It's day 28 of a serving challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church, coming from Pastor Zach Zender's serving challenge book. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you on this Saturday morning. I'm standing this morning in front of the bookshelf here in my study, and one of the reasons I am is I don't have the book that Pastor Zach talked about by Donald Miller, but I do have one of his first books, Blue Like Jazz, and I recommend you to consider reading that. And that made me, because I enjoyed that book, it really made his words that Pastor Zach brought up in the reflection resonate with me. He talks about each of us having our lives telling a story, and what is the story our lives are telling? And part of that story is communicated by what it is we do and how we live our life. And that is going to be directly tied to not only what we believe, but then what we do. I mean, it's one thing to believe something, but who's going to know what you believe unless you talk about it, and maybe even more importantly, what you do about it. And so the challenge then is to figure out how to tell that story with what we do. And if we don't know how to, as Miller suggests in his book, The Million Miles, I didn't write down the name, but that we can, if we don't know how we should go about doing that, we should join a worthy or noble cause and begin to practice the behavior or the giftedness that we think should and could be the response in our own lives. So if you're stuck, the best thing you can do is to find others who are living for a noble cause and join them, is a quote. And I thought that was interesting, because sometimes we're paralyzed by not knowing what to do next, but finding people who are doing something that we think might be what we should be doing might actually tell us, help communicate to us whether that is in fact what we should be doing. And it may be quite obvious. Certainly there were people who went to seminary who over time it began to be discovered that serving in a parish, serving in a congregation was not what their giftedness had really prepared them for, they were best suited for, and part of the role of that community was to help them discern that. We can think of other ways, people who go out for a sport and maybe are on the team, and over time it becomes clear that maybe that isn't the sport that they're going to thrive at. People who think they're gifted with humor, and the rest of us are like, I'm not sure that that's the case, or cooking, or you can think of any other thing. You discover your ability as you continue to put it into practice, and then either it's affirmed or it's not, and then you can continue to explore. And one of the things in today's reflection that I liked was the reminder that Jesus picked 12 ordinary people to be his disciples, and they were affirmed and lived into their giftedness by being in relationship with Jesus, being encouraged by the others and Jesus, so that they truly became who they were through that relationship. And I think that's the same is true of us. Yesterday, I talked about my previous career and this one, and I would say a lot of those same gifts carry over, and my call to ministry was affirmed not only through seminary, but even going into seminary. And we will have an opportunity, and I'll talk about this again tomorrow, but we will have an opportunity to do some gifted assessment or some assessment of our giftedness. Your small group may decide to do that together, and Pastor Zach talks about some resources as well. And that can be a good place to begin to explore what your giftedness is, and also then to discern that in community. What do other people see in you that you may not see or recognize or have a confidence in yourself? And sometimes that can be an encouragement as well. So thoughts to ponder this day, books maybe to read. Donald Miller is a challenging author who reflects on the Christian life and kind of how, as Christians, we have responded to God's word, how we've been received in the world around us, and how we might want to proceed in new and different and unique ways. So you can add that to your reading list. Reminder, tomorrow we will not have a video. It's Sunday. We will be gathered for worship, and you're encouraged and invited to join us for that. But I will see you on Monday for day 29 of the Serving Challenge. Take care.